Hey, hey, it's Jen Lehner of JenLehner.com, and this is your Front Row Entrepreneur Flash Briefing for Tuesday, April the 30th. So Meta has been exploring integration into the Fediverse, which, you know, is the whole open social web, like how they're making their new AI open source and how you can post threads to Mastodon and such. But apparently it's raising questions about their intentions and their impact on the social web. While Meta's involvement could offer broader audience reach for Threads users, concerns linger about potential disruptions to the ecosystem. Like, what if they just change their minds and they jerk the rug out, as they are so known to do, right? Meta's adoption of open protocols signals a strategic shift for sure, but it's really hard to tell what their long-term goals are. Threads is enhancing safety measures by introducing hidden words, allowing you to filter out offensive content. Additional features such as muting notifications and quote controls are also in testing. And Google introduced speaking practice in search. So if you want to take a look at it, just go to Google and type in speaking practice. And it's supposed to aid English learners in select countries like Argentina, India, and Mexico. And it's powered by AI and allows you to engage in interactive exercises to improve conversational skills in English. Holidays for the month of May include Bike Month, Salad Month, Walking Month, Photography Month, and Small Business Month. And then tomorrow, May 1st, can you believe it? Is May Day, Loyalty Day, Executive Coaching Day, Couple Appreciation Day, and Agriculture and Labor Day. And trending all across social media right this very second is hashtag Jazzy Day, hashtag Tuesday Thoughts, and hashtag Tuesday Motivation. This morning, I just published a new podcast episode. It's all about unleashing the power of profitable online challenges with Alina Vincent and her winning formula. Trust me, you do not want to miss this one if you're a person that promotes anything online, if you're a service provider. I followed her recipe the last time I launched my program, Front Row CEO, and I followed her program to the letter, and it really worked. It was the best challenge that I had ever that I'd ever run for this program. If you want to listen to it, just go to jenlehner.com/084. And the URL is spelled JenLehner.com/084. Also, if you didn't know, I've created this AI strategy club and I've been going live every Friday and sharing my favorite AI tools for the week. And what I look for are AI tools that can actually help the small business user, not just cool stuff, although I do feature cool just stuff because it's cool. There's usually like one really cool tool I want to show. But for the most part, it is all about effective ways that you can use AI in your business to streamline things, to make things more efficient. So make sure you join us. And if you want to be part of the AI Strategy Club, where all of the replays live, we do new prompts every week. We have a prompt of the week. We do all sorts of cool things in the AI club. You can learn more about that at frontrowvip.com. It's part of that private membership. And that's it for today's Flash Briefing. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you tomorrow.